Hello and welcome to the Dr. Karen Camp Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Camp, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And in case you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free on my website at www.karencan.com. Just put in your name and email address, and I'll send you the link where you can download the book excerpt, as well as I'll gift you six of my Fast Track Your Healing online classes absolutely free, and my very, very, very popular video on how to make your own clearing and protection room and personal spray that helps to release negativity, clear negative entities such as malevolent spirits, and basically clear and clean your aura. How cool is that? So check out my website where you can get all this awesome stuff for free. Now, I am recording this show actually today, so it's not a live show. And so this is a recorded show, and I wanted to do something special for you guys. Now, I've had a lot of questions on light scores and ascension scores and higher selves and how that all plays into, you know, our wellness and our soul's mission. So I know it's a big topic, but I definitely wanted to give you a little bit more information about light scores and ascension scores. So a few weeks back before the presidential election in the United States, I made some controversial waves on the internet by actually publicly saying what the presidential nominees' light scores were, and you know what that meant, and that, you know, I tracked them for our interest in learning, and just to give people an idea of what it is useful for. So today I'm also going to be answering some questions that some of my Light Warrior Boot Campers have posted on our private Facebook page. So if, in case you don't know what that is, from Heartache to Joy, I launched my program that helps people release negative energy and entities and extraterrestrial influences that are negative from their lives. And so there were three packages available, and those that bought package B and C from there actually were able to get on my course called the Light Warrior Boot Camp. So the Light Warrior Boot Camp, it is actually now recorded, the four lessons, the four 90-minute lessons. So in case you're interested in being a light warrior and knowing how to release negative energies and entities from your life, the lives of the people you love, your home, your electronics, your sleep realms, then you might want to join us, because we have a private Facebook group where you can get a lot of support from the wonderful, wonderful students and people that there. They're just amazing, amazing people with amazing stories. So check it out. So if you are wanting to be part of it and you haven't, and you haven't bought a package from me, you can check that package out at karencan.com/special-offer. So it's the word special, and then there's a dash, and then offer. And so karencan.com/special-offer. And then you can check out the Light Warrior Boot Camp, and you get a lot of bonuses as well when you register for that course. That's package B. And then with C, there actually is a one-on-one consult with me. And actually, I'm not really taking one-on-one consults generally unless they're part of the package. So in case you're interested in a one-on-one consult, the best place to do is get actually that package C, so you can get a one-on-one consult with me. So anyway, so we have some really great questions about the higher self, light scores, and ascension scores from our Light Warrior Boot Camper. So I'll go through those a little bit later. But first, let me back up and say, well, what the heck is a light score? So when I was checking into the presidential elections and the candidates, what their light scores was, what I was doing was actually giving folks a sense of the balance of dark and light energies in a particular person. Now, these are general, you know, energies of that person. That includes physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, dimensional, you know, all parts of them. If you kind of average out all those parts, what is their balance of light and dark energies in them? So most people would probably argue that the more light, the better. For example, archangels will have a light score of pretty much 100 or 99.9999, you know, something like that. So very, very high light score. Whereas fallen angels would have a very low light score. For example, Lucifer, who is a fallen angel, well, I should say was a fallen angel who had been named Satan and the devil and all sorts of nasty names. Lucifer supposedly was an archangel, a very powerful archangel who turned to the dark side. And when I measured, and this was a while ago, this was over a year ago, when I measured Lucifer's light score, he scored at about a 9, as opposed to the other archangels that we so love and, you know, ask for help, Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Uriel. You know, they score at, you know, pretty much close to 100, if not 100. So that's like a huge difference. So that is the proportion of light and dark in someone. And again, one of the things I don't want you to do is to judge it. It's just like a tool, you know, assessment tool. I really like assessment tools, so that's my personality. That's why I like scoring systems. But some people really veer away from scoring systems because they feel like it tends to judge people. And I don't think judgment is very helpful or supportive. It just gives you information, and then you can take it from there. So the light score is very, very helpful, I find, because sometimes, well, I shouldn't say sometimes, but a lot of the times we are so busy in our everyday lives, we cannot necessarily tap into our clairknowing or claircognizance, our ability to just know the truth immediately. We need some practice at doing that. So sometimes it's great to have an assessment tool that kind of gives us feedback as to our sensing and how present we are and how able to sense things are. For example, you know, you might, I don't know, let's see, say you are interviewing a new lawyer. You visit the lawyer and you feel, you know, there's something smarmy about this lawyer. Like you don't like him. It's, I don't know, he's like too familiar and he's like, hey, mom, or hey, dear, you know, and calling you names, and you just are not comfortable with this person, but yet there's nothing on paper that suggests there's anything wrong with him. He doesn't have lawsuits against him. Other people have given him good grades, but there's just something you don't like about him. That is your clairknowing or clairsentience, that feeling of, this person is not resonating with me, you see? But one has to be really present in order to tap into and sense that kind of information. Now, I'm getting much better at it, and I think all of us are, as the ascension energies and upgrades occur. We're all getting better at it. The problem is being able to discern what we're getting in information. For example, if you're not practicing learning to discern these things, then what will happen is sometimes you'll sense all sorts of information you don't need. You know, like you might receive all sorts of emotional information from mass consciousness. For example, after the U.S. presidential elections, there were a lot of very, very moody people. And, you know, they're very moody people. Even friends of mine, good friends of mine, gentle, loving souls, were actually saying on Facebook that they couldn't sleep. They were very disturbed. They were very upset with the whole, you know, American people for voting Trump in and all this kind of stuff. So I didn't have any trouble sleeping. I was greatly at peace. You never really know what the truth is except for what's happening. One of the reasons that I was able to be at peace, even though the president wasn't who I wanted it to be, was because we never know for sure what is always going to be in our highest best interest. We have an inkling of what it is, but the creator and us co-create our reality. So I always just think whatever happens is we can just perceive it as for our highest and greatest good and then make it that way based on our perception. So why lose sleep over it, right? So I could go on and on about the presidential election. And by the way, I was just going to say to people that in case you were the ones that were sensing lots of negative energy and were affected by it, it's okay. You just need to learn how to put up healthy boundaries and how to release what isn't yours, including the feelings and beliefs of mass consciousness that is not for your highest and greatest good to take on. Make sense? Okay. Excellent. So let's move on. So the light scores are very helpful if you are the type of person that wants to have some sort of assessment tool to quickly and easily assess whether something would probably be for your highest and greatest good. So the higher the light score, the more likely it is to be for your highest and greatest good. The lower the light score, the more potentially dangerous it is in terms of it might be, you know, whatever it is you're measuring might be cursed, might have negative energy attached to it, might have even entities attached to it. If it's a very low score, you know, demons will have very low scores, for example. So you might even notice that things that are supposed to be good for you might have negative energy attached to it. And if you're not able to sense those things right away, the light score is very helpful. And I'll give you some examples. There was someone who emailed me recently about some videos that she got on YouTube from a Dr. So-and-so. I won't say who it is publicly here, but there were a lot of these videos of prayers and ancient, you know, ancient healing protocols, things like that. There was music involved and that kind of thing. And you know, he touted himself as a master, a spiritual master. And so he had a lot of people buy his CDs and followers and things like that. So she had posted these in a message to me and other healer types. And you know, I like to be open. So I thought, well, let's just check it out. So I turn on the first YouTube video. And within about 2 seconds of listening to the music, I'll call it music, it was more like a spaceship sound, but anyway, I was able to immediately sense, uh-oh, not good, turn it off. So before I listened to any more of it, I checked the light score, and the light score is about 50. Now, for something that is supposed to be a product of a spiritual master, we want that to be 90s, right? We want, I mean, ideally, even in the 80s is pretty good, very good, actually. Most of the average American, which I measured the light score before the presidential election, was about a 40-something, 43, 41, something like that. And so, you know, something that's in the 80s is pretty good. The average light score, for example, of the people that I see the first time I work with them, and these, of course, are people that believe in energy healing, have been doing a lot of spiritual work, have been doing a lot of self-development work, they come in at around a 75 to 77. So, again, that's really high compared to the average American, which runs in the 40s. However, when you're looking to do healing work, when you're looking to assess, you know, if a particular healing product that's good for you, you can measure the light score, and you would want that to be at least in the 80s, at least higher than your own light score, if possible, and in the 90s, even better. Well, this particular set of YouTube videos from this particular master, this doctor, was running in the 50s. There were some that were a little higher. But what was really interesting was on, you know, muscle testing. So how I do that, I connect to Source, and then I make sure I'm grounded, and then I muscle test and ask Source, basically, for information, because I don't really know for sure, but I just want to ask Source. There were a lot of extraterrestrial energies and manipulations attached to the videos, which was probably what was making the score go down. Now, I'm absolutely sure that this particular doctor did not mention that on his videos, that they have extraterrestrial influences. And it is very, and it could very well be that these could be recent. You know, the extraterrestrial tag-along energies, I'll call them, could have occurred a week ago. It could have occurred a month ago. Who knows? I mean, other people have used his product without a problem previously. But I could tell immediately, you know, just within 2 seconds of listening to it, uh-oh, I better stop and check, because it didn't feel good to me. That's why, because I do energy work all day long, every single day. So I'm really learning to hone those skills and that intuition to know what feels in high vibration and what does not. So it was very easy for me to assess that, but yet I use the light scores just to give me a slightly more objective measure of what it is. Just because it sounds like a spaceship doesn't mean it's bad. You know what I mean? You know, I ended up finding entities attached, ETs attached to this particular set of YouTube videos, and I cleared them, and I don't know if they'll stay cleared, but the master himself actually had extraterrestrial with entities attached, which is so sad, but that happens, unfortunately. So you can actually measure the light score yourself of Anything that you want to assess. Now, what you do need as a prerequisite is some way of objectively doing some sort of dowsing or muscle testing. So if you douse with rods, if you douse with the pendulum, awesome. If you douse with muscle testing like I do, awesome. You just want to make sure that you're pretty accurate. So I will often, and this is in some of the classes that I teach, some of the free classes actually on the website, if you sign into my mailing list on how to do self-muscle testing, how to do muscle testing on the other person as well, is in some of my other courses. So I won't go through what you need to be accurate here. But if you have an accurate system, all you got to do is connect, make that intention to connect up to source, and then start asking yes, no questions. And you can ask, what is the light score of blank? And then the light score is out of 100, 100 being optimal and the most light, and 0 meaning, well, there's nothing that's a 0 practically. But anyway, but very dark, very dark. So with any healing product, you can ask what's the light score. You can ask the light score of a particular healer. Again, you're going to get an overall score. You know, like they emotionally could have a light score of, you know, 10, and then everything else could be, you know, an 80, but they might end up as a 60 because that emotional one is, you know, so important. So you get an overall score. But you can always ask individual things too. For example, I've been asking the light score of the DNA that makes my fascia. And the fascia is part of connective tissue because I have some issues with my fascia. And not surprisingly, there is a low light score there. And I found there were some, I think, past life issues, like maybe past life contracts or vows that were causing that light score to be low. So when after releasing them, then the light score basically popped up into the high 90s, which was woohoo. Okay, so sometimes the light score can be reflective of or reflection of your other lives' issues, although it's your current, you know, all accumulated score that you're getting right now in the light score. So you can ask the light score anything. You can have the light score of a book. For example, if someone shows me a website with some weirdo, you know, information, because sometimes I like that kind of stuff. For example, there's one of alien implants, so a very, very detailed description of alien implants. So I want to check the light score. I want to check the light score of that website, how reliable it's going to be in terms of, you know, is it in the light or is it just leading people astray? And I want to check the light score of the person writing that blog post and the owner of the website. And I did, and they were all in the high 90s. So I certainly didn't feel any negative energy coming from them, but at the same time, I double-checked by using the light score. See how that works? So it can be really, really helpful to be able to do light scores for various people, places, and things. And the thing is, too, is sometimes, you know, say, I don't know, say you check the light score of, say, your son or daughter or your grandchild, and you get a low number. You get a, you know, an undesirable number. So it's 40s or 30s or 20s or whatever, even 60s might be undesirable. Then don't fret and don't fear. That just means they have a proportion of dark energy they have not worked through yet, and they probably will this lifetime if they are able to tap into their soul's mission and know, you know, eventually connect with their soul's mission and start moving forward in their life. Now, sometimes it doesn't happen if their light scores are really low, if they have a lot of entities attached or entity weapons attached or ET malevolent weapons attached, they may have a low light score. So all you need to do as a loving, you know, parent, grandparent is, in my books, the easiest thing for you to do actually is to play Ascension 1, which is my energy healing product, which is infused with a huge number of healing energies and commands and morphic fields, which help to clear negative low vibrational energies, things of low light score. So you play that and you intend with your mind. This is the wonderful way that the Ascension products 1 and 2 work, is that you make the intention with your mind who it is you want healed. And then you just picture them in your mind, or you write them down on a piece of paper or whatever, and you just ask, you know, Ascension 1, you know, I now command this be directed to so-and-so. And whatever. If they have an issue, for example, if your daughter can't find a job, you can say, I now direct Ascension 1 to my daughter who can't find a job, help her find a job. And it's simple. That's it. Now, how it's going to turn out may not be the way you planned it, but it is for the highest good. If it's not for the highest and greatest good for that person to receive those energies, they just won't receive them. That's the way it works with Topocan Healing and the Ascension products. If it's for the highest and greatest good and their higher self, soul, source decides that it is for their highest and greatest good to be cleared of entities, cleared of negative energies, blocking them, then voila, that will happen. We can't dictate the time, how long that takes. For entities, often it's instantaneous. It's almost like, you know, a second or something like that. Now, to heal all the layers that prevent them from, you know, getting a job or perfect job might take a day, maybe takes a week, it might take a year. I don't really know. But the more often that you use the ascensions and make that connection, it's like you doing a special prayer for that person and they get that healing at that moment. And you don't have to, you know, concentrate on them for the whole hour or the 15 minutes, whatever it is you're using the ascensions, just for a moment. You just focus on them and say, you know, every day say, I want to send this to so-and-so to help them with XYZ. You know, if you got a friend that has cancer, who's dying, you can send them that as well. And you can do the same thing with Ascension 2. Now, Ascension 2 adds positive energies and does a lot of healing and integration work, so helps with integrating the Ascension, has positive morphic fields of the archangels and cosmic energies, energies of healing plants and gemstones and animals, energies that are, you know, positive. So that is a really good helper as well as Ascension 1. So that's kind of how you elevate the life score. And then what you do is after a few moments, after running the Ascensions and making your command, then after, you know, I would say, I don't know, a few seconds, 10 seconds, recheck and see if the life score has improved. Now, for a person, it could be a slow improvement. For example, our President Donald Trump started at, I think, 40-something. And after the presidential election, I asked the light workers to please send him positive energy and love because he's getting so much hate. Hate doesn't do any good to anyone. It does not change the world in the way that love does. So I told my light ward boot campers, hey, why don't we send him Ascension 1 and 2 on a regular basis? And you know what? His light score has gone up from the 40s to the mid-50s, which I find very interesting. And now, because people are so focused on him, not so focused on the other presidential candidates, two of the other presidential candidates, actually, their light scores have started dropping. Not good. Not good. So if you are you know, have the wherewithal and wish to do it, have the time, please send our other presidential candidates Ascension 1 and 2 energies as well. Just see them in your mind and bless them and send them those energies so they don't have to go into darkness because they lost or whatever is the problem. So that's kind of how the light scoring system works. Again, it's not a system of judging others. It's a system that is useful for you to see what could or maybe for your highest and greatest good. And for things that you are practicing using your intuition, it's kind of a good feedback mechanism, you know? So I just think it saves me time because if someone, for example, I get inundated with email, of course, and, you know, people ask me, oh, what about this product or that product? Or, you know, my patients sometimes say, oh, is this, you know, is this CD for good for me? Or is this supplement good for me? Or is this company good for me? And I know a lot of people solicit me to be part of their company to sell their products. And one of the first things I do now, because it's just so much, it just saves me so much time, is I check the light scores. I check the light score of the company. I check the light score of the product. You know, and if I have a similar or a product that with a higher light score, I don't buy their product. See how simple it is? You know, the light score of their CEO, you know, it's not at least in the 70s. I don't even give it a second whirl. And the higher the light score, the more impressed I am with that company. So it just makes my life so much easier to check light scores. And so that the light scores is something that I got in talking with Source and the Archangels as a tool that I developed with their help so we can have an easier time learning about, you know, our environment and checking in. And it's kind of a, you know, I wouldn't want to call it a crutch, but like I said, it's a tool to help back up your intuition. And next, we're going to be talking about ascension scores. So when it comes to ascension scores, this is kind of a different assessment tools, so to speak, than light scores. And it's actually different from David Hawkins' scale of vibration or levels of consciousness, although there's a lot of similarities between all these different kinds of scales, if you will. Let's go and talk about David Hawkins' levels of consciousness scale. So he wrote a book, Power versus Force. I highly recommend it. And he helped develop a map of levels of human consciousness. It's also called the scale of consciousness. Now, this is actually quite different from what I call the ascension score, although you would think that they were very similar. The light score, the ascension score, and the scale of consciousness have connections with each other, but are not exactly the same thing. So Dr. Hawkins uses a muscle testing technique, which I do as well, to document this nonlinear spiritual realm of consciousness. And it's actually pretty cool that it was scientifically validated. So you can read more about it in his groundbreaking book called Power versus Force, The Anatomy of Consciousness. So on Hawkins' level of consciousness, it coincides with human behaviors and perceptions about life and God. Each level represents a corresponding, some sort of attractor field of varying strength that exists beyond our three-dimensional reality. So that's where it's very similar in a way to ascension scores, but different in other things. So the scale that he has is logarithmic, meaning when, as you expand the numbers, it is like multiple times the previous number. It's like, let's see. What did he say? Well, he said that there are huge differences, for example, between a level 200 of consciousness and a level 500 of consciousness. Now, the level 200 he calls courage. And he represents profound, he says it represents a profound shift from the destructive human behavior to more life promoting or, lifestyles that have more integrity. When you're below 200, people are kind of in trouble. And unfortunately, the large percentage of the world's population, at least when he counted back then, when he wrote the book, about 78% was below the 200. And so the destructive capacity of people is much more when their level of consciousness is below the 200. Now, like I said, the scale of consciousness is logarithmic, so each point represents a giant leap in power. The good news about that, according to Hawkins, is that one person that's calibrated at 600, for example, would counterbalance the negativity of 10 million people below 200. So I'm going to say that again. One person calibrated at 600 counterbalances the negativity of 10 million people below 200. So when you are at a high level of consciousness, you actually tip the scales in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. So just to give you an example, enlightenment is at the 700 to 1,000. And I know Jenny Noh, my healer friend that many of you have heard about, and she's been on the show, she said that I rated it over 1,000. Now, I didn't check myself, but she apparently read the same book that I did. So she's like, oh, Dr. Karen, really good. You're about 1,000. She's so cute with her Asian accent. Anyway, so supposedly there's some humans of us currently living on Earth who have a human consciousness. Some people say it's like a Christ consciousness, Buddha, Krishna, you know, that kind of thing, and these levels of consciousness help influence all mankind in a positive way. And then the scale, you know, goes down. Peace is 600 to 700. Joy is 540 to 600. Love, which is another big jump between 499 and 500, it starts at love. Love is at 500 to 540. And then it goes down from there. So you can check out David Hawkins' work and check out that scale level of consciousness. Now, when it comes to ascension scores, what I'm told by source, now this is translate it into English as best as I can from what source was trying to tell me after I was asking questions, is it is not a level of consciousness as per David Hawkins, but more like expansion of consciousness into higher dimensions. Now, I don't know about you, but when I heard about, oh, we're going into fifth dimension, how cool is that? You know, I kept thinking that what that meant was we were going to be able to manifest really quickly what we wanted, and people were going to be more positive, and we were going to save the world, and I don't know about you, but that's what I was thinking, right? So much to my surprise to find entities attached to and influencing extraterrestrials who are at higher ascension scores, basically expanded consciousness, than many humans without entities. I'm like, what? That is different. Oh my goodness. So I can, you know, for example, meet up is a kind word, with some malevolent entities that are attached to what we would call aliens or extraterrestrials, who are like seventh dimensionals or ninth dimensionals or whatever, tenth dimensionals, who, believe it or not, have no idea that they have entities on board, no idea that that's even possible, and no idea that they're being influenced by entities. And that just blew me away when I first dealt with it. I'm thinking, are you sure, God? Are you sure this is what you're telling me? You know, but the amazing thing is when we heal them, which is just as simple as healing people, and for those of you out there like, well, how do you do that? You know, the easiest way to do it is using my Ascension tools. The Ascension 1 all-in-one is to help remove entities, negative energy. Ascension 2 is to help add positive energies and to heal and integrate the Ascension. So that is amazing that these extraterrestrials at higher ascension scores, because they're at higher levels of dimensions, are still able to, I guess, have entities aboard. And that's where the light score is really helpful, because someone could be at a higher ascension score, but their light score is still low. And this tells you they have some dark stuff sometimes attached to them. That could be why their light score is so low, or they could have some other negative stuff like energy weapons or saboteurs, or, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff we talk about in Dr. Bradley Nelson's Body Code, which could also cause the energy to be dark. Even trapped emotions can cause more darkness in someone. So there's all sorts of ways to release that, and my Ascension tools are just one of those ways. So as we do healing on people, and as people use my Ascension tools, the Ascension 1 all-in-one, Ascension 2 all-in-one, what we find is that generally their light scores improve, and that their Ascension scores actually improve as well. In fact, after doing one one-on-one session, if we have someone whose higher selves, which we'll discuss in a moment, whose higher self is a very high vibrational being, like an archangel, the Holy Spirit, something like that, and they're running around with a low ascension score, like 60-something, low light score of 60-something, their ascension score might be, let's see, the average person on Earth might be around 200 range now. Just a year ago, it was, you know, under 100, so we've, you know, definitely increased our ascension ascension scores as a whole, but they can, with the healing, someone like that, their ascension scores can go from a measly, let's say, you know, 400, and this might be someone who's already really into healing and have done a lot of healing work, and they're very conscious, read a lot of books, and have gone a lot of seminars, that kind of thing, yet their light score is low. At the end of the 25-minute session, especially if we've gotten to some key foundational issues, their light score might go all the way to 90s. And one of the reasons is because their higher self is already a high-level being, and they just, boom, connect. You know, they're able to now see their higher self, connect to their higher self, release all this stuff. They have that power to release all this negative stuff. So their light score might, you know, jump up to the 90s, which is really amazing, from 60s to the 90s. This doesn't happen that often. And their ascension scores can go from, say, a 600, which is still higher than the average person, right? Which is about 200, they can go from a 600 to like 5,000 or 6,000 in one 25-minute session. Like the expansion of consciousness can be multifold. And when I talk to Source about, well, what else can you tell me about this ascension score? One of the things is, aside from getting into higher and higher dimensions, that, you know, what happens at those higher dimensions is that our spiritual gifts become more accessible to us, and our ability to manifest through our thoughts and creations becomes much easier and quicker and more pure. Now, again, that doesn't necessarily mean someone with a high ascension score is going to manifest pure things. You know, we've seen extraterrestrials be able to do, you know, mind control with, you know, thought insertions and belief insertions and things like that of a whole bunch of people. They have entities on board, and yet they are at a high ascension score. See what I mean? Again, they have amazing abilities, right? They have these amazing instruments they use. They have these amazing telepathic abilities. It can be actually quite extraordinary, if I may say so, even though I don't like some of the stuff they do. And keep in mind, not all extraterrestrials are bad. We have a lot of friends in the universe, lots and lots and lots of friends that are here to support us. The thing is that the good guys aren't trying to force their will on us, whereas the so-called bad guys are. So if you're wondering, where are the good guys? Why aren't they helping? Well, you know what? You got to ask. You got to ask for help because they need our permission to do that kind of stuff. Just like the archangels, you know, they need our permission too in order to intervene. So why not ask? They're just waiting for orders. And that's why, you know, some of the verbiage in Topican healing is similar to Theta healing, is that we command a healing, not demand, but command a healing. Although we're using different, you know, conduits to source, but the end is the same, is commanding a higher vibration. So that's kind of what the ascension score is like. So just to reiterate, the light score is the proportion of light and dark in someone, and the ascension score is how expanded their consciousness is. And then if you're listening to or reading David Hawkins' work, the level of consciousness is, again, different, but they're all interconnected. So ideally, right, what we want is a high light score and a high ascension level, so we can manifest and use our spiritual gifts of clairvoyance, clairsentience, claircognizance, you know, so on and so forth, and have a high level of consciousness. So we are beyond love, beyond joy, beyond peace, to that place where one of us, just one of us, is affecting millions or tens of millions of others just by being who we are. Is that cool or cool? Yes, it is. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the higher self. So Diana Kushenbach and I did a show on the higher self a little while ago. So definitely check into that radio show. And you can search it right on my radio show page, which is blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Karen. And you'll see in the archives the show that we did that was about 3 months ago, named Does Your Higher Self Always Know Best? So that's the name of the show. So you can check it out. Lots of controversial, interesting information there. But we have some people that have asked about, well, how can I know about the higher self, and, you know, how do light scores play in? So I just want to talk just a little bit briefly about a higher self and light score. What's come up recently is that the higher self, which a lot of spiritual people consider the highest part of ourselves, the highest part of ourselves closest to source, that part of ourselves is infallible. And when I spoke to Diana Kushenbach in my own personal experience, apparently it's not. So when we opened up to these higher realities or higher truths, it was really quite shocking, some of this information. So what I've been doing is, actually, for some people, I've noticed that their higher self holds them back from their current reality manifesting what they want and what's for their highest and greatest good. And when we talk to Source directly, we get, you know, a completely different answer than when we talk to their higher selves. So that's why I just go directly to Source instead of necessarily talking to the higher self or even the subconscious mind or even the guides, you know, for advice, because you can all get different answers. But the higher source is going to be the higher aspect of all of that. And as Diana mentioned in the other show, sometimes the answer you get is very challenging, like some of these controversial information, some of the things that I've been prompted to share, pretty challenging stuff. So not everyone's going to be able to handle that information. So sometimes it's easier going through the guides or even through your higher self. You're going to not water it down a bit, but change it. But what happens if your higher self is at a light score that's lower than you are now? So if you measure your overall light score and it's in the 99.999 whatever range and your higher self is an 85, guess what? You are getting held back. You are not evolving as thoroughly and quickly, and basically you're stagnant because the higher self is holding you back. So now you can actually help your higher self evolve, and we've actually programmed the Ascension 2 to help do that. And you can just direct it to your higher self to help your higher self evolve at higher levels as well. So you have a couple choices. You can help heal your higher self to a higher level to you. But, you know, just last week, we actually asked, hey, can we change your higher self? And usually there's, you know, some people ask, can we have multiple higher selves in the same soul life? And I get a no at this point as the answer from Source. Maybe you get a different answer, let me know. But I get a no that you can't have, you know, part of Archangel Michael and part of, you know, Archangel Raphael as your higher self. It's just like one-to-one ratio. Of course, you can have Archangel Michael that might have, you know, there might be 40 people in the world that have Archangel Michael as their higher selves, for example. And so why not trade up, so to speak, although that's kind of a casual word for it, but, you know, trade up your higher self if your higher self is not as high a light score as you, because you might be held back. So I did this recently for myself. My higher self was an ascended master from Lemuria and an ancient civilization that lived on Earth. And that higher self part of me was the one that was first gifted, if you wish to say it that way, with the Tulpican healing energies. And it was my mission in that past life of mine, where I was this Lemurian healer, to spread this technique, this energy, this ability to the rest of the world. And what's fascinating is that the other night when I did this healing on myself, I realized that I had accomplished that part of that higher soul mission that never really got finished when I was in living form, incarnated in Lemuria. So when I checked the light scores of that higher self, it was about 98, and my light score surpassed that. So I just asked Source, I said, hey, I mean, would it be for the highest good for me to have a different higher self now? And I got a yes, which is, again, very shocking to me at the time, because I was just asking questions, didn't really know what the answer was going to be. And so I said, can we choose our higher self? And for me, I got a yes. So I was like, wow, wowsy, wowsy. So I did decide that I was going to choose a different higher self. And I, you know, there were many different options. There was Kuan Yin and, you know, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, the two that I work the most with. And I chose Archangel Raphael as my new higher self. So I basically said goodbye and thank you, you know, to my other higher self. And then asked through Tulpican Healing that Archangel Raphael become my new higher self, and you know, fully integrate that. So we did some Tulpican healing just to make sure everyone was on the same page, that everyone's connected to Source at the highest level. And again, this is programmed into the Ascension 2 already to make it easier for everyone. But that was kind of neat. And so I've definitely had some patients that have higher selves that were holding them back. And so we swap them out for a different higher self. I mean, this is crazy stuff. I really haven't read too much about doing that. And I mean, I didn't even ask Diana Kushenbach when I interviewed her about that, because it didn't come up. But I didn't think of asking that. But that is the information that I'm getting right now, folks. Now, does that mean you're always going to be told who your higher self is? Not necessarily. You might not be allowed to know, because you're not that place where it's useful. If your ego is really into it, or you're really attached to knowing who it is, it's probably the last thing you're going to get to know, because of that attachment. That attachment isn't necessarily a healthy thing. I have to know who my higher self is, you know. But when it comes up in the healing, I often do get permission to know because I'm in a way counseling, coaching someone to know how to put it into perspective. It's not a big deal, and the ego is taken out of that equation. So oftentimes I do get to know, I would say 95% of the time, get to know who their higher self is. And sometimes it's not a name I know. It's just a higher aspect, higher soul part. There's no, you know, particular name. But occasionally with a lot of the healer types that I deal with, that I have met, you know, their higher selves, St. Anthony, St. Michael, Mary Magdalene, some goddesses, interestingly, some Roman or Greek gods. You know, it's pretty fascinating, and the connection. Sometimes it doesn't mean anything to me when I tell them who the name is, but then they'll tell me, oh my gosh, I really resonate with this person, and I've been studying them or whatever. So there's definitely some connections there. So that is the little bit about the higher self and the light scores and ascension scores that I wanted to share with you today. Now, we have some of the questions from my light warrior boot campers. Some of them are about the higher self that have already been answered by Diana Kushbach in our other show, so I'm not going to repeat those. But I am going to field a couple of these questions now that they have posted on our private Facebook group. One of the questions is, how is your higher self different from a spirit guide? Well, it's the highest part of you, so it is you, the highest part of you, whereas a guide really is separate being from you. And people can have multiple guides, or some people call them the God team, spirit guides. Some of them are guardian angels who are truly angels. Others are ascended masters. But here's the thing I wanted to share with you. Some of my students, many of them actually, are clairaudient, and so they will hear their guides, and their guides will say things to them. And one of my students actually said to me one day, hey, I just found a new guide that just came in, was giving me advice, and I just wanted your opinion on whether I should trust this guide. So I had a sense that this guide was probably misleading her, but I didn't want to say, oh, you shouldn't listen to this guide, because she was so, you know, thrilled and happy to have a new guide. I didn't want to really tell her flat out, don't listen to this guide. So instead, and this is what you can do too, is if you happen to be clairaudient and you can listen to your guides, one of the things you can do is to connect to source and muscle test or douse what the light score is of that guide. Now, if you know your light score is, say, a 77, and you end up with a light score of 50 for your guide, guess what? That's not a guide. That is someone who is trying to steer you the wrong way, distract you, whatever. And so you can command that that guide be removed from your team. The other thing you can do is command that only the guides with a light score of whatever you decide, 85 and above, for example, be allowed on your team. Again, you want your guides to be a higher light score than you. Why are you listening to people with a lower light score than you, right? So that's one thing I wanted to share about the different guides that you have. Now, some people will, you know, have a sense of how many there are. And, you know, again, this is not an ego thing. It's not necessarily like, oh, I've got so-and-so and you don't, or I've got only two and you got eight, or, you know, it's not a competition. You know, Jenny Noh talked about expanding the God team on one of the radio shows that I did with her, and that's what she does. You know, she expands your God team, and we can also command that in using the Topocan healing. And for some person, it might be 30, another person might be 100,000, or it might be infinite. It kind of depends on where you're at and what you're ready to handle. So that's what I wanted to tell you about the guides. And as far as the higher self, oftentimes there is a male or female energy to it. You know, that was one of the other questions that someone asked. And let's see here. What other question do we have? Are the archangels cloned? Okay, well, I wouldn't use the word cloned, but they are can be in multiple places at one time. So you can call on Archangel Michael, for example, and there could be a million people calling on Archangel Michael at the same time. And Archangel Michael is there for all of them, listening to all their prayers and doing whatever Archangel Michael does. That doesn't mean that's necessarily they're all higher selves of them, but that, you know, you could ask for Archangel Michael to help out. So so the person, you know, asked if there was an army of them, and it's like, not exactly. They're not exactly clones, but they can be in multiple places and multiple times. So there is a human known to bilocate, and oh gosh, who is this? I think it was in the World War II, saved his town by telling the German air fighters to turn back, and he appeared in the clouds. I know some of you know the name. I just lost the name for a moment. Of this father, of this spiritual guy, spiritual person, and they swore they saw him in the clouds telling them to turn back. So they did. They did not bomb that town. but of course, the whole time he was in the monastery, people vouched that he did not leave the monastery. How possibly could he have been, you know, in the clouds talking to someone? But he was obviously of a very higher vibration and able to do that and bilocate. So let's see, what other questions do we have here? My sister and I are twins. Do we have separate higher spirits? I think it depends. Oftentimes, the answer will be yes, you will have higher spirits, so separate higher spirits or different higher selves. And let's see here, what else do we have? Okay, so if there's no such thing as time and space, light and dark, higher and lower vibrations, these are all illusions. We are having multiple lives at once instead of past, present, and future. Is the higher self more than one entity with different personalities, like what we have, different personalities and different incarnations? What I'm getting from Source, let me just check in here, is that throughout your different lives, past, present, future, you may not have the same higher self. You could have different so-called different higher selves in past, present, future lives. And yes, quantum physics says it's all happening at once, multiple streams of reality. So I know that's kind of mind-blowing, for especially for those that aren't into quantum physics or haven't watched What the Bleep Do We Know. and as far as, you know, in our current reality, we are playing the game of time and space and light and dark and higher low vibrations. Why are we doing that? To evolve our souls, to make choices, to have an experience. And without incarnating, it's pretty hard to have an experience. And it's hard to have a choice, per se, because everything is love, everything is one. You know, when you're in that oneness, when you're in that quantum soup and you're not incarnated into a human body. But in order to evolve, it's so much more interesting to be incarnated, to evolve. So let's see. Is there a limit to how many individuals that share the higher self? I don't think there is, although there might not be that many who share a higher self of, say, an archangel. You know, there might be maybe 40 of them, and there might be maybe 1,000 of other types of higher selves. Let's see. Would love to know if we have multiple higher selves at one time. I'm getting a no for that at this moment. Let's see. Also, we are not our chosen soul's mission, or too distracted, or not leading the way out of fears that have not been released. Will that soul leave to accomplish its mission through another vehicle or focus on another plane, then resume a physical incarnation, moves forward as originally planned? You know, let's see. Let's see if I can understand the question, first of all. I think if you're in this incarnation, this individuated soul has that choice to accomplish or go towards its soul mission. However, if you leave the body, in other words, die, and the soul, you know, leaves the body, and there is a mission that it has not accomplished. Say your one of your soul's mission is to experience forgiveness, you know, as part of your evolution. If that did not happen because of your choices in this lifetime, it is very possible you might, quote unquote, reincarnate into another body to then try again. To evolve your soul, because that's what you said you wanted to experience. So that's kind of my general, you know, understanding of how that goes. See if Source has anything else to tell this person. Okay, I'm getting a yes. Let's see. Um, Yeah, it'll be another, it could be another body. So the Oversoul is the one that houses all the memories and experiences of that soul. So it seems to, okay, so I'm getting prompted here to share with you that we have found some human souls who are not completely human, meaning that they have extraterrestrial so-called past lives or other lives. And then we have some folks that are incarnated into a human body who are supposedly half human or and half non-human or extraterrestrial, that somehow their DNAs are mixed. And some people have called themselves hybrids, which, you know, is a funny name for that. There's a lot of folklore in the internet about this being a bad thing, that, you know, that extraterrestrials are coming to here to you know, mate, so to speak, with humans and create hybrids for their own whatever purposes. And I think there's probably some truth to that, or greater truth to that. But what I have found in the people that are hybrids that come to me, these tend to be higher level, you know, people that are healer types that come to me, is that when I do tests that they have a human soul, that ET DNA comes in at the time of conception. Like almost like it's injected in, so to speak, at the time of conception. It's not necessarily through sexual, you know, activity. And that the ET human DNA sometimes does not get integrated as well as it could have. And when I do the light scores, that's what's really interesting, of the human DNA part and the ET DNA part. So far, I've only have a handful of these, but so far the ET part has been a higher light score. Like these guys were in the high 90s, 98, 99, something like that. So it's as if they were incarnating into a human body in order to help change the world for a positive, in a positive way. But however, if these DNA parts are not fully integrated, then sometimes the human part really struggles in their life. They might be sick, or they might be poor, or they might be really lonely, not knowing who they are. They might feel so different, and yeah, they're really different than the average person, but they don't know why. And it might be really healing for them to know that they have an ET counterpart of themselves. And oftentimes that light and ascension scores are so high that they cannot control their spiritual gifts. So they are really like super empathetic, or, you know, they don't know that they have these spiritual gifts. So it can be really difficult for them because they can be super, super sensitive until they get handle of their innate gifts. Then their life is kind of chaotic. So that's what I've been, you know, prompted to share with you guys about these new revelations. So here we have it, you know, light scores, ascension scores, level of consciousness scores. Again, this is not about judgment. It's not about, you know, I am bad, I'm better, you know, I'm good or bad, you know, nothing like that. It's just a tool. If it works for you and it helps you, great, then use the scoring system. If it doesn't help you, if it puts you in fear or depression or, you know, whatever, then don't use it. You know, throw it out. It's not useful to you. You know, it's about increasing joy and love in your life. And that's the whole reason why we talk about spirituality altogether.
Let's do a healing activation. So in this activation, what we're going to be doing is to reconnect you to the highest part of yourself, and reconnect the highest part of yourself, your higher self, to Source, and reconnect you directly to Source as well, and your soul's mission. This will automatically increase your light score and likely will increase your ascension score as well. Okay, you ready? So, of course, if you're driving, you're doing anything where you have to pay attention, you may not wish to, you know, really get into this until you can listen to the replay. But it will be very brief and very quick, but very effective. Okay, so go ahead and just settle in and get back into your body. Stop whatever you're doing. You might want to close your eyes if you'd like. And I'll just be talking, doing the activation, and you just go ahead and receive and feel what's in your body. And what's playing in the background for me here is, you might not be able to hear it, but it is Ascension 2, All-in-One Healing and Integration to help support these energies. Here we go. So it is now commanded that any and all imbalances come causing a low light score, preventing your light score from being 100%. Be now healed in all times, past, present, future, in all dimensions, with speed, ease, and grace. Thank you. And it is now commanded that your higher self be reconnected optimally with Source, and any imbalance preventing that be healed now, quickly, easily, with grace, in the highest and best way. And that you be reconnected with Source optimally and your soul's mission optimally now, and any morphic fields or imbalances preventing this optimal connection be healed now in all directions of time with obedience and grace. Thank you. So take a breath in and out. Just let that settle in. So what we're doing is taking away all negative energy, preventing those connections that can be released right now and are willing to be released for your highest and greatest good, and then reconnecting you to your higher self, to Source, to your soul's mission, and reconnecting your higher self to Source as well. And the reason we want to do that is so you and your higher self can be on the same page as Source. Snap man, these healings be integrated with speed, ease, and grace for the smell of blessings, giver, thanks, and gratitude. So be it. So that's it for activation.
So it's been wonderful to have you spend this time with me so I can share this information with you. And let me know. Give me some feedback. Check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/Dr. Karen Ken, and post me some feedback after the show, whether this has been helpful for you. And again, if you are not part of my Light Warrior Boot Camp, folks, I would love to have you. We have some great conversations every Wednesday. We do healings on each other using my Ascension All-in-One tools focused on each other. And the more the merrier. The more people using the tools, the higher the vibration goes, the higher the light scores go, which is synonymous with a higher vibration. So, I'd love to have you as part of our wonderful little tribe. So check out the packages if you haven't bought a package from me. Go to karencan.com/special-offer, and that you'll see the packages there. There's a lot of bonuses. I put a ton of bonuses in there for you, and those are fun things for you to check out on natural healing, courses, classes. But of course, the most important thing is you get those ascension tools that you can use with the press of a button and the focus of your mind, be able to heal whatever, whoever, whenever you want, if it is for the highest and greatest good. So healing made easy for those of you into that. So it's been a great pleasure, and we hope to see you back on the show next week at the beginning of December. We are doing a LifeWave show on patching protocols for acupuncture points for infertility, both male and female. So join me for that show. Really looking forward to it. And that will be a live show, so you can actually call in and ask some questions about which acupuncture points you can use with the patches for any particular symptom that you have, whether it be an itchy nose or numbness in your toes or indigestion, whatever it is. Dr. Dennis, my wonderful colleague, has a plethora of knowledge when it comes to these acupuncture points you can use with the patches, sort of like acupuncture without needles. So we're going to have lots of fun next week. So join me then. Until next time, connect with me on my website, get your free gifts, and I will see you soon. Bye for now.